USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. No interest rate hike. That's the decision of the Federal Reserve after 10 straight rate hikes to try to slow down inflation. CNBC correspondent Morgan Brennan says the immediate evidence is the hikes have started to work.
Rate hikes take time to settle into and impact the economy. So central bankers here, especially after that CPI print that we got yesterday, showed the lowest pace of price increases in more than 2 years. After that, central bankers are feeling comfortable here to hit the pause button and basically assess the data and see whether they're going to have to raise rates again in the future.
The federal funds rate will stay at 5 to 5.25%. That rate is the benchmark that sets most other interest rates that banks charge, like mortgage interest. The 30-year fixed rate today is about 7.5%. The day after the latest indictment of former President Trump, Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the man pursuing the case on behalf of the government, Special Counsel Jack Smith.
He has assembled a group of experienced and talented prosecutors and agents who share his commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
Trump and his allies continue to claim the indictment is politically motivated. The slowdown by dock workers at West Coast ports continues to create backlogs of ships waiting to load or unload. This as Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu has gotten personally involved in the talks between the ports and the laborers' union. Check that bag of frozen fruit you bought at Costco or Walmart. An Oregon fruit company is voluntarily recalling some products over fears there might be hepatitis A. The concern is the strawberries in the bags that were grown in Mexico. From Texas to South Carolina, it could be a deadly weather day. A huge system will bring big winds, hail, tornadoes, and even the straight-line wind event called a derecho. This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, Chicken Dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
There's a new survey on what we think about what's known as the abortion pill.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans now think the drug mifepristone should be available to women seeking an abortion. Since its approval in 2000, Gallup's approval numbers on the drug have fluctuated. A federal judge in Texas recently reversed the FDA approval, and that's being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. 41% of Republicans approve of the drug, compared to 63% of independents and 86% of Democrats. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A jury's awarded a former Starbucks manager more than $25 million after it ruled that she was fired because she's white. The case goes back to 2018 when Shannon Phillips was fired from her job as a regional manager around Philadelphia. At one of those stores, two black men were asked to leave and were arrested when they refused. It led to boycott calls to Starbucks, and it closed all of its stores nationwide for a day for racial sensitivity training, and fired Phillips as a regional manager. In Texas, the so-called Crown Act is now law.
I think many people have not recognized and understood the beauty, the quality, individual cultural aspects of care.
The head of the Texas chapter of the NAACP, Gary Bledsoe, is praising the new law. It bans schools and employers from declaring that some hairstyles, like braids and locks, violate dress codes. Texas joins about two dozen other states that have passed similar laws. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.